This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Jeff Worrell back with another episode of PT Talker. Joining us on the line today is James Lomuccio. James, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty well. How are you, Jeff?
Good, good. Great to hear from you, and great to be talking to you today on the show. You've got a product that we're going to introduce everybody to called Dropkicker, and it's pretty interesting. You're not a physical therapist. Probably one of the first times on the show we've had someone who's not a PT, but you've gotten involved in a product designed for a physical therapist. So why don't you quickly tell us about what is Dropkicker?
Sure. So simply put, Dropkicker is a text message accountability tool for compliance with home exercise plans. So my background's in neuroscience, and I'm particularly interested in what motivates people to pick up new habits. And so we were designing this text message system to help people kick bad habits and form new good ones, looking for a place to apply it, and figured at-home physical therapy with industry compliance somewhere between 20 and 30% would be a great place for the software.
Yeah, and so... So you've been able to kind of come up with a unique idea. Now, is there anyone out there in the industry doing something similar?
Well, there are a number of, like home exercise plan systems out there that'll, you know, give you your sheets, your printouts of your exercise plan and things like that. The best they can do about sort of monitoring your compliance with them is seeing how many times you either watch the videos or load the images to see exactly how to perform the exercises. After a while, though, people should be able to perform them without the aid of the video or the photos. And using that as a record of how things are going, it might work. I think that value diminishes over time. Ours is the only one that actually reaches out to you automatically and asks patients how they're doing with their home exercise programs. It also sort of links them with their own friends and family, accountability partners, if you will, to help keep them on track themselves.
So now the software won't actually tell the therapist whether or not the patient is doing it correctly. That still relies on good training and proper technique by the patient at home.
That's still the domain of the physical therapist to sort of verify that every time they come in and say, hey, let's do your exercises, and they'll be able to sort of address the form there. What Dropkicker does is it looks at home exercise as a habit. It looks at medical compliance overall as a habit, and is able to make that process of remembering to do your exercises, being mindful of them, makes that process a little bit fun. So it sort of jokes with you. It might contextualize your progress in terms of like a funny little statistic. So let's say you've been doing your at-home physical exercises for a few days, and it says, hey, have you done your physical exercises for today? Just over a text message, and you reply back, yep, I've done them. And it says, great, you've gone 4 days in a row. That's the same amount of time as it takes to make a round trip to the moon. And so it gives you that funny little contextualization, just enough to make you want to engage with the system. So we use sort of play or fun to boost mindfulness. And mindfulness, psychological studies show, that's the key to forming new habits.
Yeah. And now you're kind of in beta testing. This is not available commercially, is my understanding, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. We're in what's called a closed beta round right now. So we're vetting out just which features, especially how the PT dashboard looks and what it can do there. We're testing that out now with a few dozen physical therapists. We're looking to expand that to a little bit more, too. So if any of your listeners would like to give it a try, they can sign up for a demo, perhaps to join the beta period, at our website. And that's, if you don't mind, it's playdropkicker.com. And all the information about it is right up there.
Yeah, no, we're happy to bring breaking news to our listenership out there. So it sounds like this is it. Yeah, they couldn't pay you if they wanted to, correct?
That's right.
All right, good. I like that. So we keep everything above board here. All right, so give me the bottom line then. Why should physical therapists want to do this? I mean, is there going to be some science behind this as to how this will help with compliance, or why go through all this?
Sure. So there are a number of studies out there that show that these sorts of mindfulness techniques, these sort of gentle reminders, really do help with habit change and overall behavior change. A lot of what Dropkicker does is based on a few studies looking at smoking cessation and text message reminder systems. So that, again, this is even without the whole sort of element of play that Dropkicker provides. But looking at the rates at which people were able to quit smoking. And they divided into two groups, one that was sort of traditional talk therapy and a coach, and another that had all of that plus a text message reminder system. And the overall rate for the text message system was 10%. So one out of 10 people that were on that system and had the coach and everything was able to quit smoking. That doesn't sound too high, but the rate in the other group without the text message system was only 5%. So it doubled it. And I think that sort of a fun reminder system like Dropkicker could help to double compliance rates for physical therapy. So that's I think, the real value of it.
Okay. And what is the feedback you're getting during your beta testing?
So far it's been pretty good. We've had a number of so the overall compliance rate is a bit higher than the industry standard, which, again, somewhere no one really knows, but between 20 and 30%. We're seeing overall compliance with daily exercises around 50, which is pretty good. Again, it's a small sample size so far, and that's part of the reason we're looking for more beta testers is to really sort of flesh out that number and see if it's honest. But a lot of the benefit that the beta physical therapist users have shown so far is it's a way to sort of extend their care sort of outside of their office. So at-home physical therapy exercise, it's the one part of a PT's practice that they have no real control over. It happens outside of their doors, and it's also the one part that people kind of hate the most. It's it's kind of annoying to have to remember to do them, or perhaps they can be a little bit discomforting, even though they're necessary, but because that's how these things roll. So by being able to connect with their patients outside of the office and sort of make that hardest part of PT a little bit more enjoyable, I think that's the real benefit that they're seeing, is sort of being able to extend their care outside of the doors.
Right. And that's, of course, the hope, so that we can have better compliance leads to better patient outcomes, and especially in this managed care world, should mean lower cost in the long run. So
there you go.
Very good. Very good. All right. So give your website one more time to sign up.
Yeah, sure. If any of your listeners want to join the beta test and give Dropkicker a twirl, they can sign up.
No charge, right?
At no charge at playdropkicker.com.
Okay, excellent. All right. We've been talking to James Lomuccio, who is the founder, inventor, and creator of a great new a tool that physical therapists can use called Dropkicker. So, again, want to thank you, James, for taking the time out of your day to talk to us and to offer to our listenership the opportunity to try it out.
Hey, thanks very much, Chip. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Okay. And a quick reminder to everyone that you can find previous episodes of iTunes of PT Talker on iTunes. Certainly, it is free to sign up and to receive a subscription, free subscription. Just go to pttalker.com. And we hope that you have found this information helpful as you go about helping someone get well today. This is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.